Hey, David, how are you?
Pretty good, Tony. How about you?
I'm doing very well. Thanks so much for joining us. Tell me about this story. Where'd you get the idea?
We looked at the state House Fiscal Agency goes out and publishes a report every year. They pull information from what's called the HIDI database, which is where universities submit all kinds of financial data to the state budget office. And so the fiscal agency pulled together a report with tracking all kinds of spending, and some of the stuff they pulled together looked kind of interesting to us.
Well, as you know as well as anyone, the budget for the state of Michigan is tight. Local governments' budgets are tight. School districts' budgets are tight. But then in your story, you talk about how faculty compensation is up 22%. The number of administrative jobs grew 19%. And it just appears that there are more administrators who are making a lot more money, which is contrary to how private business and government's been doing business.
Right. Well, what we found, Tony, like you said, is that the spending and that 30% number is both a combination of pay increases to administrators and also new administrators added in. So it's Michigan universities are spending 30% more on administrators, including more administrators, up 19%, and more money to those folks as well.
Well, the increases took place from 2005-2006. Through 2009 through 2010, because at first, David, I thought, all right, this happened before this economic challenge started occurring in the state of Michigan. But this happened as soon as last year.
Sure, it did. It did. They've increased, and as we point out in the article, the increases occurred, you know, even as we've been listening to university presidents for the last several years talk about how tight their budgets are and how they needed to both raise tuition for kids and then also to make budget cuts.
And in the story, it's a fascinating story. In yesterday's Detroit Free Press, it's on the front fold, and then you really get into detail on pages 4 and 5, listing the compensation and the percentages where the pay and the monies that increased are the state average was 29.5%. Grand Valley made the biggest jump with 48.4%. For those of us here in the mid-Michigan area, we care about Michigan State University, and they're right in the mix with a 41.2% jump. So teachers are getting bumped. Administrators are getting bumped. Now, are these due to the fact that they didn't see raises in the past years, or what do you think is the reason for this?
Well, you know, it's a combination. As I talk to the various universities, they say they need to have good people in good positions, and so they're paying what the market has for them. You know, part of this increase in spending is, you know, more of them, and they say they're doing that both to some universities told me they're have more administrators because they're hiring more fundraisers, for example, to raise more private money to make up for the state aid they're not getting, increasing the number of counselors and folks that work with students. So those are some of the cases is there. I'd encourage you to look at the article and see, you know, we quoted, talked to several universities and managed to get several of them in there. We also, if you go to thefreep.com, we have a database up there, and you can compare the spending on administrators and faculty. At the same time, you can see the tuition increase, you can see the enrollment increase, you can see the state aid increase. So it's a treasure trove of information if you want to log on.
And what's also interesting about the story, David, is colleges defend this compensation.
They do. They say, you know, like I just said, they say this is what is needed to attract good people to run their schools.
Any feedback from legislators when they see that tax dollars are going to many of these colleges and universities and perhaps the compensation that they're giving out to administrators and teachers exceeds what's going on in the private sector and state government?
Well, I mean, we quoted there on the front page, State Rep Bob Jankowski, who is the chairman of the House Subcommittee on Higher Education, is saying it's frustrating to hear legislatively to hear one thing when they sit in hearings. That, as you know, all the university presidents have been appearing before that committee in the last month to talk about how they're controlling costs, and then, you know, so to sit through that and listen to that, and then to see numbers like this is a bit frustrating for those who are trying to make cuts.
What was the most surprising part of writing this piece, David?
I don't know if I was surprised that the increase was such a big number.
Do you, from the information that you got, do you think it will decrease over the next few years?
I mean, I think you're going to see some of it. You know, we'll see how the various, we're just entering into budget season, and we'll see how the various regents who control the budget strings at all these universities decide to vote. Certainly, you know, it's in their hands in a large bit.
Well, David, I'm sure the feedback you're going to see on the story when you open up your emails is going to be fascinating.
Yeah, I tried to get through a chunk of it yesterday. It was a bit overloaded.
All right, I would encourage our listeners to go to freep.com and pull up the story titled "Pay Soars for Brass at State's Colleges." David Jesse is the author. Thanks so much, David.
Hey, no problem. Thanks, Tom.